Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, All Things Were Created by Him and for Him, Already in Progress.
If children understood there is a consequence to their sin, some of those children would pay attention. But the average child don't know this. The average adult doesn't know this. That this being, these host of beings that's running around out there that we call demons, they're made by God, as we're going to see in Colossians in a minute. These beings are made by God and for Him and for His glory. He made them. And He put them out there. And He told them what to do. He gave them their instructions. So they know exactly what they can do. So whenever the children of God, not the little children that we're talking about, obey your parents, but the big kids, that's us, when we disobey our parent, who is our parent? God the Father. And our brother is Jesus, is that right? Amen. So if we disobey Him when He tells us what to do, to walk in love, to get rid of all bitterness and unforgiveness and all those things, and we don't do that, we open the door to a demon for us. And these spirits, they come to us. So now then, all of a sudden, you begin to look at everything going on the earth. Here's a family over here. Have no problem. Got good children. Mother and daddy's good. They love God. They go to church. They read the Word. He teach the Word at home. Maybe they're homeschooling, and that's good. I think that's the best thing that a parent ever done for their children, is homeschool those children. Teach them what you want them to know. Teach them the truth. And if that parent is doing like what they're supposed to be doing, they will be successful in business. They'll have all the money they need to pay their bills every week. Something will happen. God will do something to pay your bills if you're walking in faith and walking in love and obeying Him. Because the Scripture says that. Scripture clearly says God will meet all of your needs. He will bless you in everything you put your hands to if you obey Him and do what He says. Walk in love. It can't fail. But then if you don't know these things, you look at this family and you think, wow, that family's really lucky. It's like they've got a silver spoon in their mouth. Everything they touch turns to silver or gold. Have you seen people like that, Jack?
Yes, I have.
Sure, I have too. So you wonder, and then the next one you see, you think, wow, wonder what's the deal with this family? They don't have no money. They're all sick. All the time they're sick and afflicted. And so, you know, when the children do not obey the parents, I mean, I can remember when I was at Lakeland, I was an usher there at Lakeland, Baptist Church over at Louisville. One day I'm seating people and doing a thing an usher does, and there was a lady there at a seat, and when I seated this other couple, she said, Mr. Scrivener, can I ask you a question? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, those two children of yours, every Sunday, they go down and sit on the front row, and they don't move. They just sit right there, maybe draw a little, but they don't talk. They're quiet. She said, how do you get them to do that? I said, ma'am, I tell them to do that. She said, well, I tell mine to do that. Mine sits right here with me, and they don't. They're up and down under the seat doing all kinds of stuff. She said, I just can't make mine do what yours are doing. I said, ma'am, there's only one difference between you and me. My children know I'm a truth teller, and yours know you're a liar. She said, what do you mean my children know I'm a liar? I said, you know, when I tell mine to sit down and be quiet, if one of them picks up, I said, I just go down there and take him outside and I give him three good licks, bust his butt, and I take him back. I said, now what do you not understand? She said, you mean you beat your children? I said, if you want to call it that, yes. But I said, you see what the results are. It's good. They don't disobey me. I said, you tell yours that they've sat still or you're going to give them a spanking, and you never give them a spanking. You don't do anything, so they don't obey you. And so you wonder why those kind of children grow up to be drunkards. You know, they grow up to be little hellions. You know, they grow up to take drugs because they never saw a consequence for sin at home. So why should there be a consequence in the world? But there is a consequence in the world. So when you look at all this, you think, wow, wonder why people don't understand this thing about these spirits. And of course, now, you know, you'll hear people all the time that'll tell you. In fact, I studied for years, and I tried to figure out where does demons come from. I read all kinds of books written by all kinds of people, and everybody had a different idea of where the devil come from. I mean, everybody. And I couldn't find no two people that thought alike. So anyway, one day I'm reading this scripture that we're fixing to talk about in Colossians. We'll use the King James Bible, Colossians chapter 1. And I want to start out in 1, and I want to read a few lines here. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brothers, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 and 4. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love whereof we have to all the saints. Just think. We're giving thanks to God. I want you to think about this. If Paul said we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you since we heard of your faith in Christ. You know, some of us, I can remember back in the days when I didn't know these kind of things, when I could go all week and never even pray for anybody. Have you ever been guilty of that? Go all week and never prayed for nobody for nothing? Well, if you're like me, why did I not pray for anybody back in those days? That's right, Jack. I didn't think it worked. So why am I going to waste my time praying for you if I don't believe that my prayer is going to be heard anyway? I mean, here you are, a little devil, you know, or a little hellion or whatever. And somebody said, would you pray for Jack that he will change? I said, you know, ain't nobody changed that guy, you know. I mean, is that what we used to think, Jack? Yeah, I used to think like that. I'm sure you used to think like that. You know, I think, you know, well, why should I pray? And then one day I'm reading these scriptures, which we're going to get a little deeper down into it. And one day, as I'm reading these scriptures, I learned where Satan come from. And we're going to read that in just a few minutes. I learned where he come from, and I learned how this thing, how it works. And I'm reading this in Colossians chapter 1 and 2, and I'm reading this over and over and over. And I think, wow, if this is true, if this really is true, then this guy or girl, whichever one I'm praying for, if this is all true, I said, then I can change that person. And somebody said, no, Thurman, they have a free will. I used to believe I had a free will until I read what the Bible says in Proverbs 21:1. We won't go there right now, but Proverbs 21:1 says, the Lord will direct your heart as he wills. So if he, let's say he directs her heart in one way, he directs Kim's heart in another way, he directs Scott's heart in another way, why? I mean, I'm at a loss. Why does he move Jack's heart one direction, hers in another direction, hers in another direction, his in another direction, these boys in another direction? Somebody says, well, they have a free will. And I used to think that was true until I found Proverbs 21:1. Yeah, thank you. When I found Proverbs 21:1, I realized that you do not have a free will after I pray. If I pray in faith, God is going to answer my prayer and he's going to direct your heart, and you no longer have a free will. When I learned that, I realized that people that are lost, people that are out there going to hell, I can change them. I remember little Cody when he was 9 months old. In fact, we got an email this week from somebody that listened to that teaching. I'd done that years ago. And he said, there's a little boy. Anyway, this little child was crying all the time and everything. And this man had listened to one of my teachings about the power and authority we have over these tormenting spirits. So he went into that nursery, prayed over that little boy, commanded that spirit to leave that little boy, and that little boy was instantly set free. And he quit crying and everything. See, I mean, when I first learned that, I can remember one day I was coming back from Chicago. I was sitting up front in an airplane, and as we were flying along, there was a child behind me that's just crying. I mean, it was okay till we started descent. We're about 100 miles out, and as we start down, it takes about 30 minutes to get down in a jet from 40,000 feet. And the ears became uncomfortable for the child, and the child started crying. And so we're going down, and this poor little child is crying and crying and crying and crying right behind me. I mean, of course, the mother's holding it, you know, and she's trying everything. He's just screaming his head off. As we're descending and the kid is crying, I remember that scripture. Pray about everything with thanksgiving. Pray about what?
Everything.
With what?
Thanksgiving.
So I said, Lord, that little child behind me must be so uncomfortable. I said, Father, you made me a promise in your word in John 14:13-14. That I can ask you for anything and you'll do it for me. Did he say that? So what do you think he expects us to do with that? Ask for prayer, right? Or ask for something in prayer. So I said, Father, according to John 14:13-14, I'm asking you to take away this little child's pain that's behind me so it can be comfortable, so it won't have to scream. And then I said, and what did he say after I pray? What am I supposed to do after I pray?
Thank him?
Yes. But I hadn't seen no results yet. Oh, he did say thank him, did he not?
Yeah.
And so what do you think we should do then right here?
Thank you.
Amen. So I said, Lord, thank you. And as soon as I said thank you, guess what happened to the child?
Stop.
It stopped crying. So we start descending, and you know, as we get down to the ground, the little child never prays again. Never cries again. And I got off the airplane and I'm walking there thinking, you know, Lord, either this is the most awesome coincidence. You see, we all have to learn how to do this, right? None of us were born knowing how to pray, right? He's training us and teaching us how to be an overcomer. But why did he put that little child right behind me? Because he knew I didn't like to hear a screaming child. I know nobody likes to hear a screaming child. Do you? But some people will spank the child. But you know, when you got a little baby like that and you're descending in an airplane and they start screaming, it don't do good to spank them. That's not the answer. But the answer is in what? In prayer.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Things Were Created by Him and For Him, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.